We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Earth Protecting viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotyl, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Norway plans to invest in sustainable technology. In good governance news, Taipei City in Formosa or Taiwan offers free training for those seeking employment. In humanitarian news, Boy Scouts save the lives of an elderly couple. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 21st, is Namibia's Independence Day, observing its self-sovereignty gained in 1990. Namibia is located in southern Africa along the coast of the South Atlantic Ocean between South Africa and Angola. It has the Namib Desert, which has existed for 55 million years. The sand dunes there are among the highest on the globe. Namibia's spectacular Fish River Canyon is one of the largest canyons on Earth, and its Namib Nukluf Park is one of the biggest national parks in Africa. Our best wishes to the kind people of Namibia for a joyful Independence Day.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Costa Rica. In January 2009, 300 families were rendered homeless overnight as a sudden earthquake caused landslides that trapped some in their homes in the mountainous areas of Vera Blanca. Concerned for those most affected, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $40,000 and asked our association's relief team in Costa Rica to bring immediate aid and comfort. The contributed amount could purchase an equivalent of $136,000 in emergency supplies in the United States, based on Costa Rica's cost of living. Initial basic relief was delivered within several days to dozens of families staying in temporary shelters. In this case, further assistance was also provided to the victims over the following weeks in recovering their normal lives. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following updated report from our association's relief team in Costa Rica.
March 2009. Most Merciful Master. On January 8th, an earthquake hit Vera Blanca, Costa Rica. 300 families became homeless after the earthquake, with many losing farms and lands. The government had provided shelters for the earthquake-affected people. Upon receiving this news, our beloved Master immediately gave $40,000 to help bring them love and support. On January 10th and 11th, we brought needed supplies to the victims, such as food, cooking oil, drinking water, and clothing. On January 17th, we visited a shelter with 100 dogs who had become homeless due to the earthquake and brought vegetarian food to them. On February 13th, it became very cold, so we bought sleeping bags, caps, socks, and gloves in response to the request of the victims. On February 16th, because of the beginning of school, it was necessary to buy raincoats, warm undergarments in different sizes, socks, and so on for them. At that time as well, some of the victims began to rebuild their homes and we went to help them. From Master's donation, we spent $17,000. Thank you very much, Master. The victims felt Master's love and blessing and were so grateful. We can never thank you enough for everything. Love from Association members in Costa Rica.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this report with our viewers, who may wish to know of the well-being of fellow humans in this case. We also thank our association's foreign group for this report.
Our appreciation to the Costa Rican government for its comprehensive efforts to help co-citizens after the earthquake. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving assistance that has brought hope and reassurance to many families. May God watch over the good-hearted Costa Rican people in their return to normal, fulfilling lives. We pray that such events subside the world over, as we all strive to be better stewards of our planet.
Flood emergency declared in Namibia. Addressing rain conditions that worsened to recent floods and have cost at least 90 people their lives, with over 5,000 homeless, Namibia's President Hifikepunye Pohamba has declared a state of emergency in 6 northern districts. As many structures, roads, and crops are damaged or destroyed, residents are also in danger of food shortage and waterborne illnesses such as cholera and malaria.
This is the first time in decades that regional rivers had become so high, with the Zambezi River rising 7 meters compared to 5 in 2008. Deeply concerned about these circumstances, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 to bring emergency help. She asked that if direct aid delivery is not possible, then the donation could go through the Red Cross or a similar agency in order to reach those in need. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $88,000 in relief items as valued in the United States, based on the local country's cost of living. We are very grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's immediate aid. We extend our sincere sympathies to the Namibians who have lost loved ones and pray that the flood afflicted have a swift recovery to their productive lives. Let us meanwhile turn toward more compassionate ways so that such extreme weather conditions may become a thing of the past.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Gambian politician released. On Thursday, Khalifa Saleh, leader of the National Alliance for Democracy and Development Party, was freed following 11 days of detainment. Judge Alagbutu Kayode announced that all charges have been dropped. The concerned advocacy of human rights organization Amnesty International is also being credited in bringing more visibility to the case. Our hearts are gladdened to know of Mr. Saleh's freedom and send our thanks to Amnesty International and all other such organizations for their caring contributions. We wish Mr. Saleh a happy reunion with his loved ones and much appreciation for his service to his country.
Haiti to receive funds for rebuilding schools. The U.S.-based World Bank has donated $5 million to Haiti for rebuilding public schools that were damaged by several hurricanes last year. Besides helping some 200,000 students return to school, Michael Drabble, World Bank task manager for the project, said, "The project will set the foundation for the use of some schools as community shelters in times of crises and increased community ownership in the schools to be rebuilt. World Bank, many thanks, and Providence bless your assistance in reopening the doors of learning for children in Haiti. May their lives be graced with abundant opportunity and fulfillment."
U.S. President reaches out to Iran.
"Today I want to extend my very best wishes to all who are celebrating Nowruz around the world."
Coinciding with the Iranian New Year celebration of Nowruz, which also heralds the arrival of spring, U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a statement on video with Persian language subtitles in which he invites a fresh start in U.S.-Iranian relations.
"In particular, I would like to speak directly to the people and leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Nowruz is just one part of your great and celebrated culture. Over many centuries, your art, your music, literature, and innovation have made the world a better and more beautiful place."
Speaking of the true greatness of the Iranian people and civilization, he expressed his desire for direct and constructive ties with the Islamic Republic of Iran, stating, "We seek the promise of a new beginning."
"But let us remember the words that were written by the poet Sa'di so many years ago. The children of Adam are limbs to each other, having been created of one essence. With the coming of a new season, we're reminded of this precious humanity that we all share. And we can once again call upon this spirit as we seek the promise of a new beginning. Thank you. And Eid-e-Shoma Mubarak."
We are touched, Your Excellency, and the United States, by your peaceful intention of diplomacy. Our best wishes for relations of harmony and understanding among the people of both great nations.
Save Our Planet, International Water Technology Conference held in Egypt. The 13th International Water Technology Conference brought together a range of experts, scientists, manufacturers, and consultants in Hurghada, Egypt. Held under the patronage of His Royal Highness, Saudi Prince Khalid bin Sultan bin Abdulaziz, the forum's discussions centered on environmental conservation through water management policies and efficient, inexpensive water treatment technologies. Prizes for outstanding research, along with a grant donated to the Water Technology Association, were also awarded through the Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz International Prize for Water, or PSIPW. "Our respectful accolades, Your Royal Highness, for your gracious generosity in sponsoring this vital conference. We also appreciate the dedication of all participants whose work together through gatherings such as these will surely bring a more sustainable approach and better care for precious resources and the planet."
Save Our Planet. Aquatic life in danger due to drying rivers. As the region continues to face extreme drought, data shows that water levels in Australia's Murray-Darling Basin linger at just 16% of capacity, nearing record lows. Meanwhile, the water's acidity is on the rise, causing countless fish to lose their lives in the shallow rivers off the Murray. People have also been affected, with the loss of crop irrigation causing growers sacrifice businesses and homes. Even drinking water is at risk, with dry conditions increasing the chance of algal blooms that would contaminate this key resource of many small towns. We pray for the resiliency of the Australian people as they endure these difficult times. May the balance of Mother Nature return as we all step in unison to adopt sustainable and planet-friendly lifestyles. During an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Sydney, Australia, Supreme Master Qinghai once again expressed her concern for the fragile state of our ecosphere, and as in other occasions, reminded of the government and media's role in helping address the root cause and only solution for global warming.
The governments of the world already are aware of the dire situation of our planet, so I hope they will act as soon as possible and on time to save themselves as well as the people. Especially, it's up to the government and the media to help to alleviate the situation. If they don't turn into the compassionate way of life, then I don't know what else to do. The law of cause and retribution has to take place, no matter we like it or not. There's no escape from that. And we are trying to let people know this, to remind them the law of the universe, to remind them of their true, great, compassionate, loving self. And now it's up to people. I wish I have a magic wand and wave it around and hoopla, everybody become vegetarian, planet is saved. But it's not like that. They have to awaken themselves. They have to practice compassion. Then the compassion will beget compassion. Love will beget love.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Day of Action in the United Kingdom. On Thursday, March 19th, in the city of Coventry, United Kingdom, hundreds of concerned citizens marked the nation's Climate Change Day of Action with a symbolic funeral-style procession. Signs carried alongside pallbearers read, "Floods, disease, homelessness," all indicating the human effects of global warming, to help ensure that world leaders will be focused on those most vulnerable to climate change at the key Copenhagen conference this December.
The event also officially opposed the building of a new local coal-fired power plant. Joining in the peaceful rally was renowned climate scientist Dr. James Hansen, who shared with us the two top actions for caring citizens.
On a personal basis, perhaps the most important thing you can do is change your diet to a more vegetarian diet, because that is a major contributor to not only carbon dioxide, but also methane and other greenhouse gases. And you also have to put pressure on the politicians to address the coal issue. If we could do those two things, then the planet would be on a much better, a much safer grounds.
Vegan lunches were provided to participants by The Green Garden, a local nonprofit catering business. Key speakers at the event, including the organizers from Christian Aid and the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, also agreed that a reduction in meat consumption and a corresponding increase in the crops grown for direct human consumption are sure ways to abate global warming and social injustice.
It's a new kind of world agreement that we need. And within this context, stable food for people and countries who are poor and marginalized is critical. And that means land must be used to grow the food they need.
So if we cut down on our meat consumption, that can help reduce our carbon footprints. It can also help support some of the poor farmers in disadvantaged parts of the world who are being cleared from their land in order to grow crops to feed cattle for us to eat. So they are also the people who will be hit first and worst by climate change. So reducing our meat consumption can help on a variety of fronts.
We thank Mr. Sinha, Mr. Mukherjee, Dr. Hansen, and all the concerned participants of the Climate Change Day of Action. May we gain every additional moment possible for the world to adopt the sustainable choices that will ensure a stable future for us all.
Save Our Planet, international support for Meat Out Day. On Friday, March 20th, the 25th annual Grassroots Dietary Awareness Campaign began as communities around the world got together to explore the myriad reasons for being vegetarian, as well as to enjoy the wonderfully diverse flavors of compassionate cuisine.
Supreme Master Television's correspondents show us what people are doing for Meat Out Day around the world. Our first stop is San Jose, California, USA, where students at San Jose State University were offered vegan cookies and vegan hamburgers, all free of animal products.
Hi, I'm Brandon, from San Jose State, originally from Santa Cruz. Not a vegetarian, but I'm down to give the vegetarian burger a try.
Go for it.
That's excellent. I like that, actually. I'm actually surprised. It actually tastes pretty good.
We are thrilled that so many students have maybe never tried a vegan burger, but were very anxious to give it a try and see what they thought. And they're wanting more, and they're very excited about trying it. So we're very happy at the positive response that we've received.
As thousands on Meat Out Day conclude that taste isn't sacrificed in a vegan meal, many people learn about the tremendous health benefits of being meat-free as well. The United States' most reputable health research organizations, including the National Science Foundation, National Cancer Institute, American Cancer Society, and American Heart Association, all have found that meat consumption increases the incidence of life-threatening conditions like heart disease and cancer. That's why, on Meat Out Day, numerous U.S. state governors and big city mayors are known to issue Meat Out proclamations that urge co-citizens to explore the much more wholesome plant-based diet. Veg health benefits, in fact, are touted in countries worldwide.
Moi, ça fait 27 ans que je suis végétarien, je suis jamais malade, je suis en pleine forme, donc je fais du sport, je fais des tas de choses intellectuelles.
Ça va,
Compassion for animals and the wish to protect them is another important motivation to be veg, as was expressed by people we spoke to in Asia.
はい。動物愛護からビーガンになりました。
なんかその動物が、畜産の動物が虐待されたりとか、あとはその工場でぎゅうぎゅう詰めにされていたり、したのを見て、もう肉はやめようと思いました。
It's a simple formula and I'm surprised myself how easy it works. It's worked miracles in my life. I could not ever in a million lifetimes shown enough kindness for what just eating one vegetarian meal has shown me.
Awareness that vegetarianism is a key way to save the planet from climate change also seemed impressively high.
Are you aware of all the benefits that a vegetarian diet has on the environment?
Yeah, definitely. So that made it all the more easier for me to become vegetarian.
And I'm not going to eat meat to save the planet.
Coinciding with this exciting global movement, Supreme Master Television had a chance to interview Sean Monson, the producer of the multi-award-winning documentary on human treatment toward animals titled Earthlings, which was hosted by the vegan American talent Joaquin Phoenix. Mr. Monson, who is a vegan, graciously agreed to share a Meat Out Day message with our viewers.
We eat three times a day, and what a perfect opportunity to not eat animals, at least for one day, to try it one day, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, to go without and to discover something else that is not only better for you, certainly better for the environment, and completely, totally better for the animals. So I encourage everybody for at least one day, or and may it be the first of many, on Meat Out Day to stop eating animals.
I support Meat Out Day. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Congratulations, all Meat Out Day participants. We sincerely thank Mr. Monson and all fellow citizens for calling attention to and encouraging the widespread adoption of a vegan diet for the tremendous advantages it offers both ourselves and future generations. For more free information about being veg, you can find a veg starter kit at meatout.org or visit our website at www.suprememastertv.com.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life, be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit SupremeMasterTV.com.
Save our planet. Sri Lankan villages are lit by the sun. Manaragala district in Sri Lanka has successfully installed solar cells to supply several villages with electricity. Funded by donor countries in the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, or SAARC, the project seeks to provide free and clean energy to remote areas that are largely populated with indigenous peoples. Households in Galgamawa village were the first to be powered by solar energy, with more than 300 families as well as street lights, a school, a temple, and sub-post office also receiving installations. Way to go, Sri Lanka, for connecting remote villages through clean, sustainable energy. May the lives of many more soon be similarly enhanced.
Save our planet. Major U.S. search engine Google is developing the Google Power Meter, an online application that will help consumers lower energy usage by giving them access to home energy consumption data.
Save our planet. Australian Olympic gold medalist in swimming, Lycelle Jones, who is also ambassador for the World Society for the Protection of Animals, calls for national laws preventing whaling in Australian waters.
The Vicuna, and I'm very vegetarian. For a tip on healthy habits, it's important for people, especially the elderly, to exercise regularly and stay active. Keeping muscles and joints in good shape will help keep you young. Have fun! Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In sustainable energy news, Norway invests in alternative energy. The Research Council of Norway will contribute a maximum of almost $3 million US annually for 5 years to each of 8 national centres for green technology. Wind, solar and bioenergy will be highlighted, as well as CO2 harnessing and storage and zero energy housing. The eco-centres will collaborate internationally with those involved in similar projects. It is envisioned that these efforts will bear fruit in decreasing greenhouse gas emissions within Norway and throughout the world. Our sincere thanks and Godspeed, Norway, in your laudable endeavours. May all governments and citizens around the world take the crucial steps to preserve our planet.
In good governance news, Taipei City in Formosa or Taiwan offers free classes for out-of-work residents. Several institutions, including the National Taipei University of Education, are providing job seekers the opportunity to learn skills in a number of areas, ranging from car maintenance to computer programming. Taipei Mayor Hao Ling-bin believes the program offers long-term solutions. He said, "For those who lose their jobs, arming themselves with more skills is a great approach to return to the job market as soon as possible. We salute the Taipei City government and all institutions involved for caring for the needs of your co-citizens. May your program help many people find the jobs they love." Coming up on Noteworthy News, American Boy Scouts use their first aid training to save lives. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more interesting news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an extraordinary world. In humanitarian news, American Boy Scouts save an elderly couple. Young Zach Sizemore and other scouts from Marion, Kentucky, USA, distributed food and water to residents of western Kentucky that had been affected by a winter storm. At one home, Zach, who has been trained in first aid, recognized the abnormal condition of Mrs. Ann Hodge. The Boy Scouts immediately called for emergency service personnel. It was found that the couple had been exposed to carbon monoxide from use of an improperly ventilated power generator. The Hodges were taken to the hospital and then recovered at home. Mrs. Hodge said, "I didn't realize it till it was almost too late. These young men saved my life." Bravo, Zach and other young lifesavers. God bless your compassionate efforts in protecting the well-being of others. May Mr. and Mrs. Hodge soon have a full recovery and many safe winters to enjoy.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Train Tickets.
A newly married couple quarrel so much with each other, and the wife finally said, "I'm going home to my mother." The husband stayed quiet for a while. Then he took out his wallet, counted some bills, and gave it to her. "Here is the money for your train ticket." The wife took it, counted it, and then looked at him. "How about my return ticket, huh?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Oh, really entertaining, impressive news. Ambar from Kuwait.
Amiable Ambar, we're glad you enjoy watching Noteworthy News. We pray all people will become aware of the facts and act to influence the course of a viable future. Being vegan is the fastest and only way to ensure planetary survival. Please join us in sharing this information with your co-citizens of your wonderful land, with the light of the great Allah.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with the grace of the providence.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Sultan Qaboos bin Saeed of Oman meet to discuss fostering greater peace in Sudan, Israel, and Palestine, as well as strengthening bilateral ties.
The Gladney Center for Adoption in Fort Worth, Dallas, USA, is collaborating with a Bulgarian agency to help find Bulgarian children permanent homes in the United States.
An opinion poll of Iraqis carried out in collaboration with the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, found that they feel increasingly confident about their lives and the security in their neighborhoods.
Lithuania's capital, Vilnius, as one of the European capitals of culture for 2009, is celebrating its accomplishments in music, contemporary art, new media, and many others.
As part of his visit to Africa, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI met with Muslim leaders in Cameroon and also delivered an open-air mass for 60,000 congregants, the capital city of Yaounde.
Inspired by his late mother Diana, Princess of Wales, His Royal Highness Prince William has stated his aspirations to follow in her footsteps in helping others.
Australia and South Africa agree to aid each other in developing their radio astronomy facilities, while both nations are applying to host the SKA telescope, the world's largest space exploration instrument.
The Department of Science and Technology in the capital city of Ao Lac, or Vietnam, will present awards for patented inventions being used in the city that benefit technology and economy.
To keep them warm from having their feathers lost, Jane Blaine of Oxfordshire in the UK knits sweaters for hens rescued from factory farms.
With diplomatic relations that have progressed quickly in recent years, Mongolia and South Korea agree to extend visas for citizens traveling between the two countries from 30 to 90 days.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.